Introducing Elvis Presley.
Built around the fiery personality of Elvis Presley.
Here is an Elvis Presley you've never seen before.
It's Elvis on a love campaign.
It's Elvis, Hawaiian style.
And Elvis takes both sides.
Elvis rocking and socking on the waterfront.
Elvis brings you the vacation of your life.
A different kind of man, Elvis Presley.
It's a new Elvis, one you've never seen before.
Viva Elvis, Viva and Margaret.
Now he crowns his meteoric rise to fame with a fiery burst of dramatic power.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Starring Elvis Presley podcast. I'm Sheena.
And I'm Savannah.
And we are bringing you this week Elvis's 18th movie, Tickle Me.
Yay!
Yeah, it has such a fun little title, and then it is actually a fun little movie, so it all kind of goes together. As we said, it's Elvis's 18th. It was released in the summer of 1965, and this is sort of a fun little movie where, you know, it's a quick, fun watch. It's 90 minutes. You see Elvis, what did you say, 20?
Within 20 seconds.
Within 20 seconds.
Singing on a Greyhound.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you see Elvis right away. It's, if you need to watch a really fun, happy little movie, this is probably the one you'll want to watch. And it's sort of a fun movie where he shows off his acting skills, his karate skills.
Lots of karate chopping.
Lots of karate chopping.
I noticed that.
A little bit of horsemanship. You know, of course he does. He always loved his horses. So yeah, this was a fun one. Savannah, what do you think about it?
I liked it. I definitely liked it. I think it was hard to follow up after Girl Happy because I love Girl Happy. It was such a cute movie. I do like this movie. Obviously, nobody will object to seeing Elvis in a cowboy hat a few times, so that was cool. I like to see him in a more Western wear and not in the typical 50s outfits. I thought that was really, really cool. I loved his co-star, the one who plays Pam.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that she was absolutely gorgeous. Like, she had the type of beauty that made you stop and look.
So she really did.
I enjoyed their chemistry. I thought the plot was cute. It had a lot of cute little moments in it that kind of made you laugh.
A lot of cute moments. Yeah, I thought so too. And my favorite thing was Elvis's character is Lonnie Beale. And I was like, Beale? Like Beale Street.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like Memphis geeking out right there. Like, oh. But yeah, it's a really cute movie. Elvis stars as Lonnie. He is a rodeo guy?
Yeah, a bull rider.
Bull rider, that's my word. I was rodeo. Like, rodeo guy. I've been to too many rodeos to not know what that means. But anyway, but he's also a singer. Shocker.
Shocker.
And he's in need of a job until the rodeo comes back around. So he goes to work for a ranch, and he's thinking horses, dirt, you know, ranch stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it's sort of it's not that. It's for actresses and models who need to lose a few pounds.
Well, they think they do.
They think they do.
When you watch the movie, you'll see that they're all beautiful and thin. And
yes.
It's a joke.
But yeah, basically.
It's a conditioning camp for women who want to be actresses.
Right.
To get fit and basically starve.
Yeah, from the looks of things, yes.
Yeah.
And so, of course, he's a hit with all the ladies. He likes to sing to them.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the staff is a little miffed because he's sort of distracting them from their exercises and things like that. And Pam, who is Elvis's leading lady here, played by Jocelyn Lane, she's kind of annoyed by him. She thinks he's there causing trouble. But and that's my favorite thing is where she calls him a sagebrush Lothario and a prairie gigolo. Like, I wrote those down. I'm like, I've got to remember to use those at
very
some point.
Very unique comebacks.
Yeah. And but they, of course, eventually fall for each other through a lot of crazy, fun little scenarios. This is a really funny movie. But the problem is, her granddad has like this lost treasure out in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, there are these guys who are trying to get it. And so they're attacking her, trying to make her tell, you know, where the treasure is. And she's screaming, getting upset. And of course, Lonnie comes in and is like, I'm going to save you. And all of this. So that's cute. But yeah, there are a lot of sort of fun moments there toward the end because Lonnie and Pam and Stanley, who also works there on the ranch, Pam and Lonnie and Stanley, who works at the ranch with them, they're toward the end of the movie. They go to this like sort of ghost town type area, and chaos sort of ensues, but hilarity does too, when the would-be robbers are trying to get a hold of Pam, but Stanley and Lonnie are trying to sort of stop them. And it's a lot of sort of just really crazy moments that involve a ghost, and a werewolf, and a really big storm. But it all ends with everybody falling in love.
It's as bizarre as it sounds, but it somehow works.
Yeah, it really does. I was surprised by that, too. Like, yeah. But I liked it. I thought it was really fun.
So. Yeah, it was definitely an odd scene. I remember seeing pictures of Tickle Me, like, on Google Images or something, and I saw the werewolf, and I'm like, where does this fit in?
Yeah, why do we have a werewolf and a ghost in an Elvis movie? Yeah. But it all works out. It makes so much sense.
It's supposed to be a haunted hotel, so, you know.
It all makes sense.
With the storm, it works. It does
work.
Yes,
it really does. So, yeah, this was a really fun one. I think it's interesting to me that the movie's called Tickle Me, when I don't think there's a reference to tickling anywhere in the movie.
I was just about to ask you why.
I don't know.
Why is it Tickle Me?
I've not found that. Other than it's a funny movie. That's the only thing I can figure out.
Yeah.
So, but I do have trivia.
Yay!
If you want some trivia that's
Give it
not,
to me.
That's not the title of the movie. Sorry about that. While the film followed the usual formula for an Elvis film, you know, there's a song, a fight, a kiss, that type of thing. It's actually one of his funniest because of the sight gags. And this shows off Elvis's innate comedy timing, which was excellent. I thought he did a really good job in this. Because, they're searching for family treasure in the abandoned ghost town. The bad guys are portraying ghostly apparitions. But you know what? I think that one ghost may have been an actual ghost.
Yeah. The guy in the closet?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
I don't think I saw
him. And how do they get around so fast and change clothes?
I know.
I think these are questions we're not supposed to ask. We're just supposed to go with it.
Yeah. And we mentioned earlier Elvis's co-star Jocelyn Lane, who played Pam. She is trying to find her grandfather's buried treasure, and of course they fall in love there at the end. She actually retired from acting in 1971 when she became a real princess. She married a Spanish prince, and today she designs jewelry.
What a tough life.
Man, like that's amazing.
That is amazing. You go from a movie with Elvis to marrying a prince.
Yeah, and I thought she actually did a really great job of coming up against, you know, Elvis Presley. Like, I would be so intimidated to act against him, but she did a really cool job.
And also
really
to cool pretend job. That you're not into him.
I know.
Must have been difficult.
Yeah, definitely. Most likely the biggest backstory about this movie is that at the time, Allied Artists Studio, which is who made the movie, was in deep financial trouble, and they were trying to stay afloat, and Colonel Parker agreed to cut Elvis's normal $1 million salary for 50% of the profits, and to save money, a new soundtrack was not cut, so instead they used already recorded music. That's why a lot of the songs sort of don't go along with maybe whatever the action is, because it's stuff that's already been used, but I thought it fit, you know, fairly well.
Yeah, it was noticeable, but it fit.
Yeah, well enough, yeah. A further cost cut was made by not doing any location filming. They all filmed all of this on a studio backlot where they recreated part of a historic Los Angeles landmark, the presidential suite of the old Pico House. Pio Pico, I hope I'm saying that correctly, was the last governor of California under the rule of Mexico. So, yeah, that's kind of a recreation of that. Very cool. And Colonel Parker got RCA to purchase Elvis's custom gold-appointed Cadillac, and it was sent on tour to promote the film. Another promotion was the sale of souvenir Tickle Me colored feathers and feather pins.
I love that.
That's adorable. And, two, this was actually directed by Norman Taurog. I hope I'm saying that right. I always probably butcher it. He directed 9 Elvis movies.
Oh, wow.
So that's always really cool, too.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
And like you were saying with Elvis's comedic timing, I really loved, there were a few things I loved in here, little moments, but I loved when he went up to the bar and he said, I'll have the usual.
Yeah.
And then they give him milk and he'll say, leave the bottle.
Yeah.
And then he takes a shot of milk.
Yeah, that was my favorite part, too.
I thought that was really cute. I love that at the beginning. So in this movie, if you've watched it, well, in any Elvis movie, there's tons of fist fights. There's not. It's not an Elvis movie unless there's fist fights and girls.
Yeah.
There were lots in this movie. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. You know, this is a lot. But the first one, I think a really cool thing to point out is that one of Elvis's friends, Red West, was actually in the movie and was the one that he had his first fist fight with.
Yeah.
So when I saw that, I was like, oh my God, that's Red. So I thought that was really cool. I love when they include Elvis's friends or band members. Yeah, like that's when Scotty Moore was in some of the movies. Yeah. I think that's so cool.
It is.
It's a little gift for the fans.
It is. And it's really cool, too, to me to see him throw in a few of those karate moves because it shows how athletic Elvis was. I don't think he really gets enough props for learning all of the karate that he did and being such an athlete.
Right.
And that is just so cool. I love to see him do it because I just can imagine him like doing that stuff like in actual, you know, karate gear and, you know.
Yeah.
Getting his black belt and all that. So I just think that's so cool. So.
Yeah. And I think another thing is that Elvis, when you talk about karate, Elvis earned that. He earned the black belt. He wasn't given it.
Yes.
So it does show kind of how amazing he is in everything that he wants to do.
Yeah, pretty well. Yeah, he set his mind to it and he accomplished it. And we were talking earlier about the funnies in this, and someone mentioned this on Twitter. I didn't get your name. I'm so sorry. This movie was written by these writers who worked on The Three Stooges. So that kind of brings in the comedy that you get, especially there at the end with sort of the more slapstick. Elwood Ullman, who is from Memphis, actually, and Ed Berndo. I hope I'm saying their names right. I'd hate to knock the names of geniuses who brought us the Three Stooges. But I thought that was a really cool thing, too.
That is really cool. And you could tell.
Yeah, you really could.
Especially with his co-star, Stanley. Mm-hmm. I thought that he was very Three Stooges-esque.
Yeah, yeah, he
you
really
could kind
of
tell that. He was that comedic relief.
Yeah, almost. And I thought a lot of the girls on the set were very funny, too. Like, all the different girls who were at the ranch, and they're all hungry, and they're all going for the food and trying to, you know, steal food off of someone's plate, or they're trying to trick Elvis into giving them more food. There was one girl, her name was Estelle, I think. I wrote her name down somewhere. I was like, she is me and I am her. Estelle, yes, that's her name. Like, trying to steal the chicken.
Yeah.
Perfect. That was one of my favorite parts. Yeah. I was like, I understand you, ma'am. I've been there.
She was basically starving because, you know, they portioned them to lose weight. So she's got a little poker through the bushes and she gets a whole chicken.
Yeah. Genius.
Yeah, genius. I can relate and I'm not even starving.
Yeah, I know, me too. So yeah, we have some other really cool reactions from Elvis fans on social media. We asked about your favorite songs, your favorite scenes, your favorite bits of dialogue. Veronica on Twitter said she loves the song Slowly But Surely. That was a favorite that a lot of fans mentioned. Lana on Twitter said she loved all the songs, not just one. She loved all of them. I don't blame her. Graham on Twitter loved the Dirty, Dirty Feeling song. And Liz, too, on Facebook mentioned she thought Slowly But Surely is an overlooked little song, and I agree with that.
Definitely. I saw someone on Facebook also say that his co-star Jocelyn, who plays Pam, is really overlooked as one of his best co-stars. Yeah. I think that they had great chemistry, and again, she was just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, totally. And Dale on Facebook loved all of those haunted house scenes toward the end. As we've been saying, those are really funny.
Yeah.
And Rachel on Facebook, she loved Lonnie and Stan telling Pam they couldn't get into the Jeeps because they were W-E-T wet.
W-E-T wet. Bye, dum-dum.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that was really cute.
Yeah, there was really good quotes in this one.
Yeah.
I really liked the quotes. It was a lot of fun. I felt, you know, when I was taking my notes during the movie, I was writing down a lot of quotes.
Yes.
So, I had a really, really
there
were
a lot
cute
of good ones.
Stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think we agree that this one is a fun one. If you're in need of some happiness in your life, and why not?
Yeah.
Go pop in Tickle Me. It's a happy little quick watch, and it's so much fun.
Yeah. Sit back, don't think, and don't ask questions. That's the best way to watch the movie.
Yeah. And I think, too, if you want to see some of Elvis's career artifacts, you need to check out Elvis the Entertainer Career Museum. It's full of artifacts from all over his career. I mean, jumpsuits, gold lamé, first albums, first promotional photos, but also there's an entire section on Elvis's films. So if you want to see, you know, props and scripts and costumes,
movie
that's
posters.
Where you need to go.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite exhibits that we have.
Definitely.
It is a sight to see.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It definitely is.
And next week we are watching Harum Scarum.
Yeah. So that will be interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm excited. I haven't seen it in a really long time. I watched it when I was a little girl, so I'm ready to watch it again.
Cool. I've never seen it. So
I'm
ready
it?
To go. No, that's one of the few ones I've not seen. So I'm ready to tackle that one. So go pop in your DVD of Harum Scarum. Tell us what you think about it. We will ask on social media. And we will see you next week for Harum Scarum.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Thank you.